Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CST Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and it is my pleasure to be here with you today. We're going to go a little different direction today than we normally do, so hang in with me. I think you're going to enjoy it. It's something that we all need. Sometimes we just need that break from the absurdities. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. That was the very first scripture I memorized as a little girl. It's a simple sentence, very to the point, yet it's debated and discounted widely by people today who prefer not to acknowledge a creator God. The Big Bang Theory, evolution, we all came from dirt, is the rage of many. We will not be talking politics today. But we will be speaking of hope and strengthening your faith and offering you an opportunity to learn more as well as to share and to teach. Each day, we enter this hour with more crazy absurdities, and each day, we know the root of all America's problems. The crisis, the real crisis, is we've forgotten our God, our Creator, our Savior. We've allowed His removal from our schools and our businesses and, of course, the government. And each day we discuss that the only way to bring America home is for Americans to come home to our God, the God. So today we're going to visit with a distinguished gentleman, a veteran, a husband, a father, and a carpenter. I'm going to introduce to you Colonel Patrick Kanuski. He was born, I won't give his age, just because he's younger than me. I'm just not going to give his age. He was born in Pennsylvania and raised in Texas. How does that happen? He enlisted in the U.S. Navy in 1974 and was assigned as an avionics technician in VP 92 at South Weymouth, Massachusetts. Upon graduation from the United States Naval Academy in 1981, he was commissioned a second lieutenant in the U.S. Marine Corps. Always got those Marines, don't we? Upon completion of the Basic School of Infantry Officers School, Colonel Kanuski commanded at the platoon, company, and battalion level, including command during Operation Desert Shield and Desert Storm and deployments during Operations Enduring Freedom and Iraqi Freedom. Colonel Kanuski attended the Amphibious Warfare School, the Navy Postgraduate School, the Marine Corps Command and Staff College, and the Naval War College. He holds master's degrees in military studies, system technologies, and international relations. Colonel Kanuski was assigned as the Chief of Staff of the U.S. Marine Corps Forces Central Command, Tampa, before retiring in July of 2011 with 33 years of active service, where he earned the Defense Superior Service Medal, two Legions of Merit, a Bronze Star Medal with Valor Device, and the Combat Action Ribbon, and many others. After retiring, and this is when it really gets interesting, as if his life wasn't already interesting enough, after retiring, Patrick owned a home renovation business, Warriors at Work, and that was in Tampa. In January of 2016, Patrick was hired by Answers in Genesis to help build the Ark Encounter, and that is in Williamstown, Kentucky. Shortly after the Ark opened in July of 2016, he became its director and currently serves as the Director of Ministry and Media Relations with the Answers in Genesis. Dr. Kanuski is married, just like me, he's married, and he's former Barbara A. Shea, and they have five children, that's what I was going to say, just like me, Joe, Sarah, Samantha, Hannah, and Abigail, and Beth has five sons, so he's almost like me. I have Alden, Corey, Jason, Edwin, and Quint, of course. While he served in the U.S. military, I dare say he was and is a soldier in the Lord's army, equipping others with love, hope, and faith, and strengthening us with knowledge. Welcome to CSC Talk Radio, Colonel. It's a pleasure to have you and an honor to have you here with us.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. You know, after reading your bio, I really wanted to talk about all the service that you had, but we better not do that.
Well, thanks for reading all that. It's much too long.
Well, you know, it's who you are, and it's brought you to where you are. I was telling somebody the other day, the experiences we go through in life make us who we are, bring us to the place where we are in our faith. It helps strengthen that as well. And my husband is a carpenter, so I know he would be. He's not listening today because he's building something, but I know he would really appreciate knowing how you built that ark. So I'm going to try and get him there one of these days.
Oh, absolutely. Make sure you let me know when you show up so I can show you around some of the more interesting places.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And I want to talk to the listeners about that, but I also want to talk to the listeners about Answers in Genesis and what that is and how that, what you offer to people, to Christians in particular. We always need to strengthen our faith with knowledge and understanding. And so I wanted to talk about that just a little bit. If you could just tell us a little bit about Answers in Genesis.
Well, let me just boil down our reason for being here, really. Answers in Genesis exists to proclaim and defend the authority of God's Word and the Gospel from the very first verse. So that's our reason for being here. Now, Ken Ham is Australian, came from San Diego with a couple of his best friends back in the mid-90s, and settled here in the Cincinnati area, northern Kentucky. And they wanted to come to this area because they said, you know, this is within a day's drive of two-thirds of the population of the United States. This means that we're accessible. So instead of being on either coast and maybe folks can't visit from that far away, we're very accessible here, very close to Interstate 75, so that main corridor going north and south. So they set up shop in the mid-90s. Ken Ham started on a speaking tour, speaking engagements, and they developed a magazine, the Answers magazine, and things just took off from there. And Ken's dream all along, ever since he was young and a teacher in Australia, was to have a creation museum. So they started raising money, got a lot of support, found some land, and the Creation Museum opened in 2007. So the office spaces were set up in around 2004. The Creation Museum came soon after that, 2007. So the Creation Museum in Northern Kentucky has been around for over 12 years now. And around the time that it opened, and even before, you know how you have a to-do list? I'm sure you have a to-do list at home or
I have lots of those.
There and, yeah.
I lose my to-do list constantly.
Everywhere. That's right. So the Ark, building a replica, if you will, of Noah's Ark was way up on the to-do list around the time that the Creation Museum opened. So they started to see if they could raise some support for that. Where are they going to build it? Is it engineering feasible even to do something like that in this day and age? And so the Ark opened in July of 2016.
And we're heading into a break. I want to talk a little bit more about that and what Answers in Genesis has to offer to my listeners. You know, I was reading some of Ken's blogs, and I loved them. And I thought, you know, we agreed no politics today, but I'll tell you what. We have a lost world right here in the United States of America, and the Christians need help just to strengthen their faith and to know what to say, you know, because sometimes it's hard. So I want to talk about that a little bit, and I want to talk about building that ark and how we can get people there. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're visiting with Answers in Genesis and the Ark Encounter with Colonel Patrick Kanuski. And Colonel and Beth Ann, we're going to be right back. We'll be right back.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
I injured my neck in the late 1980s. My life changed with the pain and the spasms. Other than that, I was perfectly healthy, but pain kept me from resting. One doctor recommended an expensive pillow. It was cylinder-shaped. He told me I'd have to take the stuffing out because I was too small for it. I tried that pillow, and it didn't work. Through the years, I tried other pillows, and they might work for a short time, and I ended up pitching them out of bed. In December, my husband bought a MyPillow for me. I was skeptical for obvious reasons. I'm still using the MyPillow. It's a record, and I'm sleeping better and waking up feeling better. It didn't heal the neck from the injury, but it calmed the spasms. I personally endorse MyPillow, but don't buy it off the rack. Call them at 1-800-978-6168 or visit their website, MyPillow.com. They have a different feel consistency to fit your sleep style, belly, back, or side. MyPillow is a sponsor of CSC Talk Radio, but you have to use the promo code BethAnn. With a 60-day guarantee, there's nothing to lose. MyPillow.com. Promo code BethAnn. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC TalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring... We have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Patrick Konewski. He was a colonel. I guess once a colonel, always a colonel. Once a Marine, always a Marine. I make that comment about Marines because my brother is a Marine. He was a Marine in Vietnam. And so I kind of have that little spot in my heart for the Marines. I have a son that served in the Army. And I mentioned that I have five children as well. You said you had five. Mine are all boys, and every one of them was all boy. They were just crazy to raise. But I have five of them that are in the ministry, so I'm very proud. And despite mom's mistakes, the Lord blessed anyway and decided to use these children. And they are good men now, and I have wonderful grandchildren and beautiful and very smart and wonderful, kind daughter-in-law. So I'm very excited about that. But
that's awesome. Congratulations.
Thank you. I was reading some of Ken's things this morning preparing for the show. And as we talk on the show, what makes CSC Talk Radio unique, I'm going to sell me just a little bit here, is that while I'm an opinionated person and it's not a Christian talk show, it's a talk show with a Christian owner. And so in that respect, I have no problem sharing my faith, no problem encouraging my listeners to do the same and to lean on the Lord in all things, including our politics. And, you know, something that was said in here, he says, answers in Genesis teaches the facts. Don't speak for themselves, but must be interpreted. That is, there aren't separate sets of evidences for evolution and creation. We all deal with the same evidence. We all live on the same earth, have the same fossils, observe the same animals. The difference lies in how we interpret what we study. And, of course, the history book of the universe is our Bible. And he goes on in this paragraph. But I thought, that is so true. We have the same evidence, but we have to study it. You know, I think that's where we as Christians sometimes fail. We let somebody else do the study for us. And not that we can't rely on that. I love, you know, Henry Blackaby's studies and some of the others that I love to study. But, you know, we have to do it ourselves. We have to dig in and interpret things ourselves and do it with the correct evidence that's in front of us. And so that's what I wanted to talk a little bit about with your answers in Genesis, because what it offers to my listeners and to Christians across the nation and abroad to uplift them and strengthen them.
Exactly. I think that's what kind of sets us apart. We present both sides, and you'll see that in our exhibits as well. We present man's view, God's view, and it's not exactly like Fox News, we report, you decide, but it's very close. We think that obviously God's view is the most compelling and what people will be, warm up to. So that's how we present things in our literature, our books, both of our attractions, the Creation Museum and the Ark Encounter.
You know, there's so much evidence in Scripture, and we talk once in a while about the climate change. And, you know, I was really interested in Ken's blogs. We're going to have to get Ken on and see what he, you know, has to say. But, I was really interested in those because they were hitting things that we're talking about today in this nation, and the climate change and the evolution and all these things. I think they all go hand in hand when people turn around and they think that they're the ones with power instead of leaning on God and the evidence that's in the Scriptures. One thing that I with the climate change, nothing they have ever predicted has ever happened. Yet the Scriptures, we see that the prophecies have happened, and the things that God told us are truth. And it's, you know, we have to rely on that, and we have to go back and study it. And I think that's what AIG offers, you know, Answers in Genesis offers. And
sure. I think one of the things that we do twice a week is our Answers radio program.
Oh, okay.
Which is really well done. It's a live feed from our offices here in Petersburg, Kentucky. And we have a live studio audience. So the guests that come here during the day, either on Monday or Thursday, can be part of that live studio audience. And we deal with the current events. We'll pull up crazy stuff and then pull up things that are probably more mainstream and deal with those as well, you know, from the abortion issues to, you know, LGBT to, you know, what you were talking about with climate change. Almost anything you can think of, current events, we deal with those during those radio programs.
You know, and we when you mention LGBT, you know, talking about nowadays, you're not necessarily, they want you to believe science on one issue, but they don't want you to believe science on another issue. And the more we learn in science, the more we know that that fetus from the very point of conception is a life. And the more we learn in science through your DNA testing, we can, you know, they can take bones from whenever and they know whether it's male or female. But, you know, today's world, they want to think about them. It's a selfish world that we live in, and we want to think about ourselves rather than about the realities of things. And you know, so I like to quote the Berenstain Bears Inside Outside Upside Down book, because that's where I feel we've become. And part of it is, and I don't remember which article it was, but you mentioned compromise in it. And I feel like that's what we have done as Christians. We have compromised to smooth things over, keep peace until it's just about taking away all our First Amendment rights as Christians. And
what's really a shame there too is that we're compromising from the pulpit.
Yes.
You know, we're just kind of smoothing things over. Let's see, how can I get more people to sit down in the the seats here in the audience. I don't want to offend anyone. you know, but what's you know this from raising your children also. If you tell them the truth and you stick with the truth and you don't equivocate, people warm up to that.
Oh, yeah.
People warm up to that more than they do just things kind of waffling around and, you know, you just kind of sugarcoat everything.
Absolutely. And I think a lot of the problem, too, whether it's in the pulpit or in the pews, is that people lack, they haven't equipped themselves. You know, it says to, you know, put on the armor of God. And we've failed to do that. We don't, you know, well, it's hard to understand. I don't get it. You know, well, keep trying. Pray before you open that. Find a different translation. Just keep going.
Mm-hmm.
Don't just give up and, you know, leave it to somebody else to teach your children. You've got to do it yourself.
Right. Now, we have lots and lots and lots of resources to choose from. Our first of all, our Answers in Genesis website has tens of thousands of articles on it. You just go into the search engine and you can find anything related to, you know, creation, the Bible, any kind of issues of the day. Just kind of type that into the search engine and you'll get an article that we've written or a blog by Ken or even a radio program that deals with it. And then, you know, so our website is awesome.
Let me
and obviously
that.
Our two
just
attractions here.
Answersingenesis.org. That's
yes,
that's the website.
Yes, ma'am. Answersingenesis.org.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go on.
Yeah. And then if you want to look up certain things particular to the Creation Museum or the Ark Encounter, the creationmuseum.org website is available. And then the ArcEncounter.com website is also available. So those three websites, you can find almost anything you need. You know, I have the privilege of answering a lot of Ken's mail, a lot of his snail mail, and we get letters from kids all the time and, you know, hey, what about this dinosaur and that issue and all that kind of stuff. And it's just a pleasure to answer these folks that write us, but typically what I'll do is I'll refer them back to our website where we have lots of answers.
You do have lots of answers, and the blogs there by Ken are great, and some of the other things that are there with the creationmuseum.org is another good place to go, and then arkencounter.com. So answersingenesis.org. creationmuseum.org or arkencounter.com. And, of course, I see those commercials on Fox all the time, and I think, oh, I want to go there.
Yeah. Well, you need to come up.
I mean, I know. Come up, come down, whichever way I'm going.
Yeah.
I'm right here in Missouri, so you're not that far away from me. I need to do that.
Right.
We do need to come visit. Right. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're going to talk about that ark and building that ark. I want to talk about that a little bit. That's a real curious spot for me. And since the Colonel had a little hand in that, I want to hear all about it. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. If you have a question dealing with what we have, you're welcome to give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. You know, this summer would be a great time to take the family to the Ark. And we will be right back. Founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural
whole families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America's says, private property shall not be taken for public use without just compensation. However, global governance says, private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We the people must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
Oh, beautiful for spacious skies, for amber waves of grain, for companies that stay with us through thick and thin and pain. Join us as we celebrate the companies who support this nation. Support CSC Talk Radio. Our All American Market page hosts companies who are now affiliates and sponsors of CSC Talk Radio. My Pillow, McCall's Candles, Liberty Tabletop, and there's more to come. Whether you contact them via website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. These companies have endured the economic storms of bad trade policies and U.S. regulations. And they have earned your business. They take pride in their products. So visit the new webpage, csctalkradio.com, and click on the All American Market button. That's csctalkradio.com, All American Market button. And always use the promo code BethAnn.
And we have returned. This is the account of Noah and his family. Noah was a righteous man, blameless among the people of his time, and he walked faithfully with God. Noah had 3 sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth. Now the earth was corrupt in God's sight and was full of violence. God saw how corrupt the earth had become, for all the people on the earth had corrupted their ways. So God said to Noah, I'm going to put an end to all people, for the earth is filled with violence because of them. I am surely going to destroy both of them and the earth. So make yourself an ark of cypress wood, make rooms in it, and coat it with pitch inside and out. And then he gives specific directions. So I'm going to turn it over to the colonel right now. That's when you come in. You had the privilege, really, what an honor that had to be, to take on this project.
It was really great. I had been in touch with one of the co-founders, Mike Zovath. We had brought our girls up to the museum in 2013 and got a presentation on the Ark and kind of bought into some of the programs that they had. I stayed in touch with Mike, and in January of 16, I just texted him one day, the first week of January, and I said, hey, Mike, you're going to open the Ark this year. I hope everything's going well. And he called me a half hour later and said, how about coming up here and helping us?
Wow.
We need some help. So I was able to come up. The timber framing was nearing completion by January of 16. The bow and the stern weren't on the ship yet, but the timber framing was well underway. They needed somebody to start building the walls on the inside of the ark for the exhibits.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where I came in. I was able to hire a crew, buy the materials, and get that project really rolling. There was a lot of exhibits to get squared away before we could open. And, you know, so I got there in January. First of all, I came from Tampa, and it was 9 degrees, so that was a little bit of a shock. And then I get there in January, and it's like, oh, my goodness, there is so much to do, and we were going to open in July. Mm-hmm. And the Lord blessed. It was a real miracle, and we opened on time.
You know, it's and then they had to, just building it wasn't all of it. They had to put some animals in it too, didn't they? And some of the exhibits, they had that thing, those things going on the side while you guys are getting the ark itself ready.
Well, the exhibits were being created. They were being built up in our warehouse in Hebron, which is up by the airport in Northern Kentucky. So all those things were being built ahead of time. I mean, the animals, when we came up in 2013, they had already started on the animals that they were making for the inside. So there are some animals on the inside of the ark now to check out and learn about the animal kinds. There's lots of science inside the ark encounter. So we teach about animal kinds, how many animals total did that equate to. And then during the day also, every day, about mid-morning through the afternoon, we have live animals on the ark. They come in from the zoo.
That's what I thought.
And we put them up on deck, too. And we do have live animals. And the handlers are up there to ask questions, and they have little presentations about the live animals.
Well, you know, kids are taught that song when they're in Sunday school, you know, from early age, you know, about Noah bringing the animals two by two. And so it's got to really, you know, strengthen their faith to come and visit something like the Ark and to see how go ahead.
Yeah, you know, and what it does really is it presents the truth about what happened during that biblical account. It's not just a story. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a little plastic boat floating around in the tub with a couple of giraffes sticking out of it. It was total world destruction. I mean, it's quite an account of what happened to Noah and his family. And, you know, again, Noah did not bring the animals. God brought the animals.
That's right.
Noah built the ship. He and the other seven family members. Now, the Bible's really silent on what kind of help he had. You know, we're just kind of assuming that there was help in the area, contractors in the area. You know, maybe the angels helped him build the ark. God certainly helped him build the ark. He gave him the dimensions and the wherewithal to do it. But we take a lot of artistic license, a lot of creative license with what is on the ark, because there's not a lot of detail about the family. For instance, the wives are not named in the Bible, so we name the wives. The dimensions we use, the for sure dimensions from Genesis are used. So the ark is 510 feet long, 51 feet high, 84 feet wide. It's humongous, and it's actually built 15 feet off the ground. So you actually walk underneath it to get inside of the ark.
Wow.
The gift shop is underneath the ark as well. So the queue line and the gift shop are underneath the ark. And I could talk for hours about the details that are in the ark. And
but we'll have to bring you back on. You know, because, you know, we need a break from the chaos. And we need to come back to our foundation. And Genesis is our foundation. I mean, that's when it all started. You know, God created the heaven and the earth. That really was my very first Sunday school, my very first verse to memorize. And I've never forgotten it. I can't say that so much about the other ones that I've memorized. But that one, I've never forgotten. Of course, it's a very simple verse. But also right. When I was reading this morning, I wanted to familiarize myself once again. You know, when God's speaking to Noah, and then it says Noah did everything just as God commanded. And then God tells him the specific, you know, he goes on and he says, and Noah did all that the Lord commanded him. constantly it was about obedience as well as a salvation. You know, he was saving this family. And it doesn't tell specifics on the family, like you said, but they weren't young people. So I would imagine there were grandchildren, and maybe even great-grandchildren, that were helping with this, but it doesn't give that specific.
Oh, no. No, you can't say that because...
Okay, I can't.
It was Noah and his wife and his three sons and their wives. It doesn't say anything about kids.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't. That was the best imagination.
Just the eight.
I stand corrected.
Right, it's just the eight. I mean, you really have to take it literally. From what it says in Genesis. So the eight people, and it's not real specific about how old the sons were or even how long it took Noah to build
true.
The ark. But
it talks about
infer,
the age of Noah.
Right.
But not
and you
son.
Can infer that how old the sons were. When it says that Noah had his sons when he was 500, so we think that means that he was in his 500s. So let's give it to when Noah was 525 years old. Maybe the sons are old enough. And then it does say that Noah entered the ark when he was 600.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's 525 to 600, about 75 years, we give it a fudge factor of about 50 to 75 years. That's how long we think it took Noah to build the ark.
Well, I stand corrected, and thank you for that. But my imagination, just like everybody else, gets carried away.
Exactly. I want to nip that in the bud really quick.
Yeah, that's way to correct the host. And that's okay. That's, you know, I need, my boys do it all the time to me. Mom, you can't go that far. Well,
all
you know.
Right.
But I guess because I have 14 grandchildren, I think Noah had to have some.
Oh,
I'm not even 500 years old.
Exactly.
So, but I do stand corrected. And it was then he was to repopulate the earth afterwards, the family.
Absolutely. And the next biblical account in Genesis, the next major thing that happened was the Tower of Babel. And we could talk about that here in a little bit if you want.
We will. We're going into another break, and the segment coming up will be our final segment. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're visiting today with Patrick, and we're talking about answers in Genesis and the Ark. The Ark Encounter. You want to make sure that you put that on the list to take your family to this summer or tomorrow. You can do it anytime. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. If you have any questions, give us a call at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Visit answersingenesis.org and visit arkencounter.com. And Patrick and Beth Ann will be right back. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. 796-2166 or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com. Are you proud to be an American? There should be pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand together and say, buy Made in the USA. CSC Talk Radio is partnering up with Made in America, Made in the USA companies, products that are made with love as well as years of experience. MyPillow, 800-978-6168. McCall's Candles, 800-396-0332. Liberty Tabletop, 844-386-2338. And there's more to come. Whether you contact them via the CSC website or by phone, you have to use the promo code BethAnn. Why buy American? Better quality products. Your money stays in the USA, and you're keeping Americans working. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com and click on the All American Market button. That's CSCTalkRadio.com, All American Market. Always use the promo code BethAnn.
When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's a great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home. And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with Patrick, and we are talking about the Ark and answers in Genesis. Something to take the Bible literally. Don't do like Beth Ann tried to do a little bit ago and add a family to the mix.
That was great.
Oh, my sons, if they're listening, I let them know you were going to be on today. They're probably rolling their eyes around. There goes Mom again. You know, but... I think it's perfect to talk about apologetics, which is what we're doing. So take it literal. Don't try to romanticize it. Like you said, you might have taken liberties with building the ark. But, you know, it's I have watched some of the Christian movies that have come out in the last several years, and they tell a story that needs to be heard, and the ark is a story that needs to be heard. To believe in creation is the foundation of our faith, and so building the ark, like I said, it had to be just an amazing event, and I looked at some of the pictures online when they were putting that together, and I thought, wow, just wow. So let's continue our conversation.
Yeah, so the wow factor is really all over the place. When you come to the attraction, you park in a very large parking lot, a 4,000 car parking lot, and that we built it that big because we are going to expand. You take a 1 mile bus ride over to the actual location of the ark. So there is a bit of a standoff from the parking to the ark itself. So that 1 mile bus ride is required. And when you round the corner and that ark appears in front of you, people's jaws just drop because it is just a sight to be seen. The timber framing, it's the largest timber frame structure in the world. And the big trees that we use on the inside of it, you probably saw pictures of the interior.
Yes.
Big trees on the inside, there's 62 of them all together. They're mostly Douglas fir from a forest in Oregon, Milden, Colorado. All the rough cut wood that's on the inside is also Douglas fir, Milden, Colorado, from Utah. And just the craftsmanship is just a sight to see. That is an exhibit all in and of itself, is just the craftsmanship and how it's built. So lot. We get a lot of rave reviews on that. Lots of builders come in and they say, hey, well, how did you do this? How did you do that? And it's and, just, you know, it's really neat.
It's such a strengthening of people's faith and a good teaching tool for the children. You know, I watch the commercials that you have on TV and how it strengthens, you know, you think this is hard work. You should try doing, hundreds of animals at one time, or you think this is hard to make this little canoe or the boat that the guy's making in the basement or the garage. He said you should try doing a boat without modern day tools as Noah did, and of course, then they take their family to the ark. We have some questions here. We have Larry from Missouri with a question. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. I got two questions, but I thought I'll make it short. It says in the beginning, God done with creation. He told Adam to go replenish the earth. He didn't say plenish. He said replenish. Was there another civilization, another earth before the earth was? Read means
is it for me?
Yeah, that's for you. I'm sorry. We're all sitting here waiting. No.
No. Mankind was created on the sixth day, and you know, along with the land animals on the sixth day. So no, there wasn't anything before.
I mean, when he told Adam to go replenish the earth, that was before Noah.
Replenish.
Yeah, it says replenish. It didn't say plenish. He told Adam to go replenish the earth after he sinned. After they sinned in the garden, then he told...
I need to pull up...
Yeah, I was going to have to pull mine up, too, to see it. That may be a difference in translations,
exactly.
Too.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, we'll look that up, Larry. Okay. Thanks, Larry. Appreciate the thought. Okay, we're going to go to Jeff in Texas. He has a question about Answers in Genesis. Jeff, how are you today?
I'm fine, Beth Ann. This is for Colonel Patrick Kanuski.
Kanuski,
yes, sir.
Okay. I want to ask you, have you ever read the Urantia book?
Urantia?
Urantia. U-R-A-N-T-I-A-B-O-O-K. Urantia book.
No, sir. I haven't. Not familiar
okay.
with that.
It has a complete understanding of the geological time frame and the creation of not only the earth, but the local universes and the super universes. And I would like to recommend that you look at it in comparison with the Bibles of creation, because they're entirely different. And, I'm not a believer in the Bible, creation story. I tend to be a pragmatic realist, and the geological time frame would be interesting to study. Anyway, that's all.
Thank you, sir.
Okay.
You say that you're a realist. I'm not sure what's real besides what is in the Bible. You know, nobody else was there during creation except for God. And it's recorded in the Bible. So anything, again, it's all about perspective. You know, if you have a worldview versus God's view, then you're going to come up with different theories.
I think he's already hung up. I was trying to look up replenish the earth real quick, but I can't do it this fast. We're just about out of time. But you know, this is exactly why you have Answers in Genesis. This is exactly why. In fact, I think there's a Charles Taylor. Do you know him? That's an Answers in Genesis. He's written an article about what does replenish the earth mean from Genesis. So that would be a good place for us to start. But
sure.
Because people have these questions and these doubts and other things that they've looked to, that's why we have Answers in Genesis. That's why you created, well, you yourself didn't, but that's why the folks did with Ken and the Ark. The Ark encounter, to help strengthen people, to help them understand. And the scriptures are there. And I'm going to kind of let you finish it off. We've only got about 30 or 40 seconds here.
Okay. Well, if people do have specific questions that they don't find answered for them, maybe their pastor can't answer it, or they don't see it on our website or something, we do have a call-in center. Those numbers are on our website, and we take again, snail mail. We get their written mail coming into us all the time. So any other questions that they maybe don't find, they can certainly reach out to us again.
Absolutely. Again, the websites are creationmuseum.org, answersingenesis.org, and definitely check out arkencounter.com and take your family there. Patrick, thank you so much for being my guest today and for all that you do. We'll have to get you on real soon again and talk a little bit more. Maybe we get Ken on too.
That sounds good.
Thank you so much for all you do. God bless.
Nice talking with you. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. You've been listening to CSC Talk Radio. We took a little break from politics today to strengthen our faith. To lift one another up is what we're supposed to do. And, you know, we say every day to bring America home, and that's exactly what we have to do, back home to God, the family. And it's up to you, and it's up to me, to bring America home. Gold and silver have been the foundation of wealth for individuals and nations the world over. The history of man is packed with coins, jewelry, and artifacts that have spoken to the intrinsic value esteemed in gold and silver due to their rarity, durability, and usefulness. I'm proud to call Melody Cederstrom a friend and honored. Discount Gold and Silver Trading is a loyal sponsor of CSE Talk Radio, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty. Melody provides quality products, quality service, and competitive pricing. Let Melody's over 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide, from precious metals purchases to precious metals IRA. Whether you want to buy or sell, Melody and her team at Discount Gold and Silver will assist you and make sure you get the best deals possible. Call Melody and tell her thank you for sponsoring CSE Talk Radio, and then let her know you want her to be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or just give her a call at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, "Study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures, and enforced in courts of justice." The Citizens Rulebook is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.